on you, and I'm better for it.
FM 90.3 WJTL, this is Riley Clemens with Better For It. It's now 10:42. Coming up later this month, Danny Gokey is bringing some friends with him on the Hope Encounter Tour. They're coming to Calvary Church Friday evening, September 28th at 7:30. And one of those friends is Torin Wells. He joins us on the line right now. Glad to hear from you, Torin.
Glad to be talking with you today, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's amazing how similar your music sounds to the band Royal Taylor. You sound just like that lead vocalist.
That's crazy, right? I really modeled everything I do after that guy.
Well, you first stepped onto the stage with the band Royal Taylor. I remember seeing you in concert when you were at a Hershey some time ago with Matthew West and Casting Crowns. And now here you are stepping onto the stage as a solo artist. Was that an adjustment for you to transition from being a band member to a solo artist?
It was a little bit of an adjustment. It was an adjustment. It was a good one, though. And I've been able to focus more on family and doing shows and things like that at the right priority level, which has been cool. And then there's some other ministry things that I do as well outside of music that I enjoy, and I've had more liberty to do that as well. So it's been great, man. We're loving it.
What are some of those ministry outreaches?
Well, I preach, so I go out and do a lot of that, and then teaching, and sometimes I'll do some clinics with worship bands and teams and things like that. So any time that I can impact the local church and give back, and so I really feel fulfilled in that.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed with some of your songs as a solo artist is just how deeply they resonate, those experiences of the songs, they resonate with, you know, with many of us who listen to that, the songs that you're sharing. And one of those songs is Hills and Valleys. How did that song come to be written?
Well, I think it was one of those songs that I had been writing my whole life that culminated in a moment, just sitting down and putting it on paper. I think it resonates with so many people because it's a fact of all of our lives that the reality is we get to experience these amazing moments in life that feel so significant, but then at the same time, we have to experience real tragedy and real pain. And there's a tension in those realities. And sometimes it's difficult to know how to respond, whether it's on the mountaintop that we're learning to respond or we're in the valley we're learning to respond. And I heard this quote that said, on the mountaintops of life, we must learn to bow low, and in the valleys, we must learn to stand tall. And I thought, that is the picture for the believer. On the mountaintops, we bow low because the only response that we can really have to success or significance is humility, because we know that it's God that placed us there in the first place. And then in the valleys, we get to stand tall because we know that he's our shepherd and that he's leading us through them, and they're not permanent. So I think just the truth of that hits so many people on a heart level, and that's why it's connected.
Yeah, we identify. We have those experiences. We have the hills. We have the valleys. That's a very well-written song. Another
Thanks.
Special song is When We Pray, and I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the significance of prayer in your life and what that particular song means to you.
Yeah, well, prayer has been the lifeline for me. And sometimes, though I understand the importance of prayer, it's difficult to line up with the priority of prayer, because I'll get busy and I'm busy doing all the things I need to do and getting things done. And I miss the fact that really the greatest power that I have is the power I have in prayer. And it's not just in my own strength that I'm getting things done. I can actually get more done when I place it in God's hands. So I wanted to have this song as just a reminder for people like me, for the church, that when our lives are crazy and when we're looking at the world and it seems so broken, that we actually have an answer for it. And it's not in our own strength. It's not in our own power. It's actually in our prayers. And this song has become an anthem. I did a YouVersion Devo 7-day journey through prayer, and it's resonated with a lot of people as well. So it's been cool to see that song impact.
Speaking with Torrin Wells, coming to Calvary Church in Lancaster Friday evening, September 28th, in concert along with Danny Gokey and Riley Clemens. It's the Hope Encounter Tour headed this way later this month. Tickets available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Torrin, what can we anticipate from your part in the concert?
Oh, it's going to be high energy fun. We're going to be partying, dancing, smiling, laughing. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to cry, and you're not going to know why.
So there'll be hills, then, there'll be valleys, right?
There's going to be hills, there's going to be valleys. It's going to be a journey. It's going to be an experience. You know, what's been really cool is I've seen Danny posting things on his social media, he and his team prepping, and it looks like they're having so much fun. And I really think that's what people are going to walk away from this tour with, is just a refreshing hope and feeling like they've really, really done something significant. So I'm excited for everybody to come out.
We look forward to your concert appearance September 28th, Calvary Church in Lancaster. And again, tickets available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Before you go, I was wondering if you could tell us about your new song, Known. We've just started playing it recently. What's it about?
Yeah.
How does it edify you?
Yeah. Well, it's been really, God's used it as a doorway to lead me into a lot of stuff that I needed to learn about him and learn about myself. And one of those things is that image is overrated, and that as long as I continue to pretend, I can never really get from God what he wants for me. And there's actually this quote that Timothy Keller said. He said, "To be loved but not known is comforting but superficial. To be known and not loved is our greatest fear. But to be fully known and truly loved is what it means to be loved by God." And I thought, that speaks to me, because the one who has all the facts on me has nothing but love for me. It's my new song, Known.
Thank you, Torrin. Delight to talk with you. Appreciate what you had to share with